we are. Is it a minute?
It's 41 seconds in.
All right.
And so here we are broadcasting on day 39 of Atlanta to the Atlantic.
I was just thinking about this yesterday. Are we going to, we now have to say we paddled it, or we should say, I think, we paddled it in 38 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because.
That's true.
The project, the journey was 40 days, but the paddle was 38.
But then we're also counting the days off in there, so we didn't actually paddle for 38 days.
Well, it's like...
We paddled for 4?
Three?
Something like that.
33 out of 38 or something? Okay, 5 days off. Or 5 days of non-paddle.
Of non-paddle.
There's a very... We have a lot of different... We're going to talk about this.
Yeah. 40-day adventure, 38... yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Anyway, I'm Rachel. This
I'm Sarah. I'm Sarah. And this is Atlanta to the Atlantic, in which we paddle
from
Atlanta
to the Atlantic Ocean
in kayaks
over a period of something like 40 days.
Yeah, to be determined how we're actually going to describe it in the future, but between 33 and 40 days.
So there is no paddling today.
No paddling.
Or tomorrow.
Or
really.
And yesterday.
So we are on. Oh. But we're also have to do our mind tricks because we're
talking about yesterday.
We're talking about yesterday.
Because we didn't do the dispatch again, but this time because Rachel fell asleep, not because
I did. I fell asleep.
So
with
we're equal on that.
Arlo.
Parody.
Reading to him from a book.
Yes. Which is
beautiful.
Very
sweet. And then, so yesterday we woke, James and I woke up with, I guess we all were up at the same time.
Yes.
Early in the morning for once. So James and I took, Cindy and Sam out to, kayak off into the sunset with the tides. So they, they were leaving with the outgoing tide, I guess, from here. How do you say it?
It's not about the tide, the outgoing ferry.
No, they kayaked.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, they went back with the water. Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were going on the ferry.
No.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah. And so we rode with them and saw them off. The wind was really high, so they had a bit of a fight ahead of them. I'm sure they did. I'm sure they did great.
Oh,
would have been nice if it would have been a bit more gentle for them, but yeah, it was a beautiful sunrise over the water, and a really nice start to the day. And then we came back to the Gowan House where we're staying,
and
had a big breakfast.
Yeah,
a big prolonged breakfast.
I had a sort of re-entry to my cell phone. Yesterday morning,
You had a relationship with yourself yesterday.
Because I, well, just because of like lack of service, and then I realized that Edgar, my husband, he didn't know, until we got on Wi-Fi. I was like, I don't think he realizes we actually finished yet. Mm. he was traveling and needed to talk to him and my parents and people, and there were lots of messages, and you know, it just felt it felt like I had a lot of catch up to do. So I spent a lot of time on my cell phone yesterday, which was like not what I wanted to do, but also I felt like I got some things taken care of, which felt good.
Mm.
You know, but it was a little bit of like, oh, it's our rest day, and here I am like staring at my phone. Why did I do that, you know? But it was lazy and I still feel like we had a great day, but I had this moment, a breaking point where I was like, I have to get out of here. Need to go to the beach
at like 3:30. Yeah.
Yeah. It was late.
But before that, James made biscuits and sausage and bacon and coffee. And, we had a really nice long breakfast, and then James and me and the boys went out to Nanticoke Beach, where we also just ran into Kathy Sakas, who was teaching a group of teachers out on the beach there, and had an amazing swim. The waves were really, really rolling and really quite fun to swim in, and we had a couple of hours of play on the beach, and then there's nice shade underneath the pavilion as well. I ran into Yvonne, talked to Yvonne for a little bit, and came back to the house here about noon, and then just kind of
chilled out,
took care of the kids, made some more food. The kids like to get in the back of the truck and pretend like they're surfing. And also there's like this dodge the hanging moss situation that they do, which is really funny. And I have to like put my leg up behind them so that they don't fall out, fall out of the back of the truck. There was a lot of fun had with that, and a lot of and rest after the beach.
It is a huge truck.
It's a big truck with like an extended set of benches that go out back out back of the bed
to carry as many people as possible.
Hi, beautiful. This is Eden.
Eden has woken up.
And we're on a broadcast, and I'm getting a hug.
So cute.
So, yep. Then, Sarah, you went off to do something. So, James took you to the beach so you could do a thing.
Mm-hmm. I did my thing, and then you guys came.
I still don't know what this mysterious thing is. She's being very cryptic about it. But.
No, I didn't want to explain when we were trying to get out of there yesterday. But I was like, well, actually, and it did bring up some things for me that I want to, in terms of, like, I feel like we should go back to where we landed at some point today, if we can, together.
Mm-hmm.
To just, like, visit that space again. It feels like sacred space to me now.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was Anne Marie, I'm witnessing some really cute kisses between mother and son right now. Mm-hmm. What happened was Anne Marie in England, something happened with her timing when we were trying to do our sort of water sensing the other day. Mm-hmm. And so it didn't, so she wasn't
there. She wasn't there.
And so she was really apologetic and was like, is there any way we could do it again? And I was like, I want to go back to the beach anyway. So so we made the call to do it there. And actually it was like very interesting for me because I had my red shirt on and you know, whenever I go in ocean water and I stand there, I kind of am immediately transported back to 36.5 stuff. So the water was very strong, and I did a water sensing thing out there right where we landed, and then I also lay down in the water with our new therapy, our form of therapy. We need a name for that.
Mm-hmm.
And was able to just kind of, took some video and stuff, and yeah, it was quick, but lovely. And then you all came pick me up, and then.